broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June the 21st. In the year of our Lord, 2019, this is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's incredible we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced that the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips, as you know. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're not the greatest country on the earth because we're better than anybody else. It's because, you know what? We look to God, not government, for solutions. And in that, the ultimate sovereign, looking to God, there is indeed power. And as he guides us to use the proper role of limited constitutional government wisely for the protection of the people, to make sure no one gets too powerful, the people are blessed. Other nations could have that as well. In fact, many nations that do adopt our constitutional principles have wonderful, wonderful lives of freedom and prosperity. You know what? If we obey the laws, meaning God's laws, and the separation of powers laws, and live as moral people, we'll have a great country. If we don't, we'll lose it. Any other country has the same opportunity. Blessings for obedience to God's commandments, or, well, the loss of blessings and literally nothing but disaster for failure to keep God's laws. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. There is no other broadcast on the radio like our show. Website, libertyroundtable.com. Live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. There's a donate link there today as well as every day. If you want to help, your involvement would be wonderful and appreciated. Donate today, and every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. By the way, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, you got to dig that. 2 hours of Sam and Kurt hard-hitting talk. A quick recap of yesterday's show. In other words, previously on Liberty Roundtable Live, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, doing a phenomenal job breaking down our Honest Money Report with us. We talked about after a year of secret planning, Facebook announced that it's getting into the cryptography business, or cryptocurrency business, I mean. Yeah. Their new currency is called Libra, and it's available by 2020. Just imagine Facebook getting into money, fake money, fiat money, digital money. That's what's happening, folks. IMF, that's the International Monetary Fund, reveals that cryptocurrency is the new world order endgame, writes Brandon Smith. The IMF is now literally openly writing about, quote, blockchain technology as they create a global currency. So you think the timing of Facebook and the International Monetary Fund has anything to do with it? Facebook says, hey, you know what? Bitcoin and all these other digital currencies, they're great, but they need a stabilizing hand. Imagine the IMF in bed with Facebook, big tech collaborating with government to create a stabilizing hand for blockchain cryptocurrencies, right? A lot of folks said cryptocurrencies were going to save us. Sam said, don't dip your toe in the crypto. It isn't worth it. I warned you, warned you, warned you. And now listen to this. Facebook reportedly under criminal investigation for secret data sharing deals. Have they been sharing data with your government? Yes, they have. And Facebook's going to build a massive data center right here in Eagle Mountain, Utah. A massive data center not too far from the NSA data headquarters, huh? Facebook, believe it or not, had to remove over 1.5 billion fake accounts in the last 6 months alone. Ladies and gentlemen, they're a disaster on steroids. We talked about it all in hour one yesterday. Available now on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, we talked about free enterprise or socialism. Where's America headed? Wisely asks the Sutherland Institute. And you got to ask a question. What is the difference between a national socialist? That's an Ocasio-Cortez, a Bernie Sanders, these guys, and a democratic socialist, right? A nationalist socialist is like the Nazis, right? A democratic socialist is like the Ocasio-Cortez and the Bernie Sanders folks. What's the difference in those two? The answer is, well, Ocasio-Cortez is an open member of the Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA, right? The key difference between a democracy and a constitutional republic lies in the limits placed on government. All right? And the difference between these different kind of socialists are just how hardcore they articulate their views. That's all. It's like, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? A friend of mine who's both said, oh, a couple of election cycles. Well, the same thing's true between a democratic socialist and a hardcore Nazi socialist. They have different ideologies, but they lead to the same road, which is government control, right? There's not a balance of power like a constitutional republic. That's what we have. Trump to deport millions of illegals starting next week, they say. Do you think he'll ever get it done? All we hear is talk on the border from Donald. I don't see a whole lot of action. More illegals are coming into the country under the Donald administration than ever under Barack. So Donald's talking a good talk, but I don't see a walk in the walk because everybody's against him almost, it seems. Election 2020, Donald Trump is delivering on the promises he made. And the three C's are what Star Parker talks about. She envisions a landslide victory akin to Reagan's of the 1984 elections. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? My response is no, I'm not. But I don't believe it's because a lot of the right moves aren't being made. I just believe the room gets messier before you get it cleaned up. Things are tough right now, folks. We've got transitions to go through. I'll give you an example. Tariffs on a lot of these products is not good for me or my businesses. But you know what? If we can get rid of the unconstitutional taxes, like property tax and income tax and a lot of those things, and replace it with tariffs, I think I'd be doing way better. So we're on the road. It's just going to take time. That's one point Star Parker makes. It takes time for all these changes to happen. She's right about that. She's right as rain about that, I might add. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, LibertyRoundtable.com. And so before we start the news the networks refuse to use today, let's kind of bridge yesterday's discussion about a republic, a constitutional republic versus all these other, you know, manipulated government things. Kurt emailed me and he said, hey, in your spare time, I want you to work on something. Well, I never have spare time, but I still worked on it for him. Welcome to the broadcast, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. I didn't have any spare time, but I did work on your project nevertheless.
I knew that.
See, I never have spare time, Kurt. But I do have time to work on Kurt's projects because Kurt's projects are important. That's why. And Kurt, basically, you know, we're talking about defining a republic, and Kurt really likes movies, right? So Kurt went back to the Alamo and got the part where Davy Crockett's talking about a republic, right, Kurt?
That's right, and he's talking to a leading man from the a leading man from the movement for the
his name is Travis, sir.
That's right, Andy Travis.
So I know more about it than Kurt knows, right?
That's right. Yes, sir. So he's leading his group of Tennesseans down there, and he's played by John Wayne in this movie.
Meaning Davy Crockett.
Highly recommend it. Yes, highly recommend it. By the way, and he's also a congressman. And so he knows.
Yeah. So Davy Crockett's a congressman at the time in this movie, The Alamo, and John Wayne playing Davy Crockett, talking to Travis and others about a Republican, about what are they going to do, and are they going to let the people know, and that kind of stuff, right? So I edited this down to a 59-second little soundbite because Kurt wanted this, and so I got it done for him. Here it is.
Were you going to tell my Tennesseans that a good many men, sound men all, had a plot to ease the suffering of the people in these parts? Or were you going to tell them that Steve Austin, Houston, and others had planned to declare for a republic, to declare this the Republic of Texas? Republic. I like the sound of the word. Means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm.
There you go, Kurt.
Very good, Sam. Thank you.
But Kurt gave me was like, a 5 minute or something like that piece or whatever. And it's got a lot of other good stuff in it. The problem with these kind of edits, Kurt, is it's very hard to know what to take out.
Right, right.
Because the first part I wanted to keep in so bad, but I just don't have the time for it. But it basically starts out and just says, what does it say to start out? I got to find this. But he says, you know, some funny stuff to people, too. Meaning, is, you know, cowboy. Well, let me just see if I can play the first part of this, because it's really interesting. Here's what he says.
Postpone this interview until we can be assured of no further interruptions.
Step down off your high horse, mister. You don't get lard less than you boil a hog.
See, I wanted to keep that part in there. I like that, Kurt. Problem is you just can't get the whole definition of a republic.
Less than you boil the hog, yeah.
You know? And then it's longer.
Have one of these cigars.
So he says, have one of these cigars. I wanted to put one of them in there, too. Kurt likes that. Right, Kurt?
The two of them are just meeting in this little back room place where they've, you know, it's, I guess you could say,
I brought them all the way from New Orleans.
See, what do you think, Kurt? You want one of them cigars? He wants you to have one of them cigars.
Yeah, it's, you know, just kind of.
Well, it's the way what am I trying to say? It's the way life was and the way that, you know, hey, they didn't understand a lot about smoking like we do and all that kind of stuff. But all I'm telling you is it's, you know, it's very, I believe, as close to a real enactment as you can get. And I think it's very informative, to say the least. Anyway, we thought we'd do that. When we come back, hard-hitting news that Edwards refused to use starts on this freedom-loving fantastic Friday. And it's Sam and Kurt live on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kind of fascinating. The power of love rolls out, right, when we're having to talk about war. So the Donald is turmoiled, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about this. The Donald has turmoil big time. Donald Trump, quote, Iran made a big mistake by shooting down the drone. Now, Kurt, are you caught up on this story?
Well, it depends on what you call it.
All right, the Iranians got shot down a drone that the Americans say was in international airspace, and the Iranians say it was in our airspace, and the debate rages on.
Right.
That's what the big hullabaloo is about.
As far as I understand, it's like a $120 million drone, so it's not like a, you know, your little somebody's just flying a little drone in the yard or something. You know, this is big plane, if you will. You know,
the reason they call it a drone,
but
Kurt,
no people on it,
is because there's nobody flying it. except for virtually, digitally, whatever you want to say.
Right.
Remote controlled. Yeah. So they're calling it a drone, but you're right. It's not a drone. It's a big warplane, buddy. And it's
spy plane.
It's got all kinds of intelligence on it. And so here's the problem with the debate, Kurt. I don't know where the plane got shot down. Do you?
No.
I mean, do you know who's right and who's wrong?
As far as I know, it was in the air, you know.
Good, Kurt. I'm glad Kurt draws these conclusions. It really helps me get it. You know what I mean? Hey, yeah. So the problem is we don't know where it really went down, but here's my issue with it all, Kurt. Whether the Iranians are right or wrong, I don't know. All I know is this. What if they were flying a, quote, drone, and it was just kind of like debatable if it was in our airspace or in, quote, international airspace, flirting with us all the time? Would we be just like chill?
I don't think so, Sam.
We wouldn't be fine with it. Kurt, you got to get fired up, buddy. You got to get on your mic. You got to get all psyched for the broadcast. Come on, man. Get a big drink of water and get ready to rock and roll. Do you think they'd be fine with that, Kurt? You think the American people and the American government would just be like, hey, no problem. Iran's just, you know, hanging out in the international airspace over there, and it's all cool.
Well, there's some that would be fine with it. Those are the guys that, for example, they invite, you know, like the Germans onto our air bases or whatever. There are others that think, hey, we should protect our, you know, secrets and our...
Yeah. The leader of the country is this guy named Donald Trump, and I don't think he'd be fine with it, Kurt.
Right.
Would you be fine with it?
I agree. It'd sure be a questionable kind of thing, wouldn't it?
Do you think the American people at large would be fine with it? I don't think so, and I don't think the president would be fine with it. You're right. There's some wackos that would probably... you know, welcome it or whatever. But all I'm saying is that, in my opinion, it doesn't really matter where the plane got shot down. I mean, you could say, well, Sam, it absolutely matters. According to the law, it's a very technical discussion about whether we breached the sovereignty of a nation in their airspace versus international. You know, you can go on and on. I get it. But I'm telling you this. Why are we there doing this in the first place to them, provoking them, Kurt? Why are we doing that at all?
It seems like we do that so many times, but I think that's part of the whole military-industrial complex, you know, that if they have war, they make big money, Sam.
I couldn't agree more.
They want to do it.
Okay, so I don't know why we're there, and I'm sad that it got shot down. I personally believe it was in Iranian space, not international space, like they say, and I think the Iranians are right on this one. Okay, but Donald Trump said Iran made a very big mistake shooting that down. I don't know about that. See, the world might go along with Iran on this one, folks. Because at some point, people are sick of America being the big military-industrial complex bully. So Mike Pompeo speaks out. This is a war hawk to the nth degree. And he says President Trump does not want war with Iran, Kurt.
Well, at least I think that's good news. Don't you?
Well, it's good news if it was true. I don't believe it for a second, though.
You don't
now,
think
Kurt quotes Pollack. Kurt?
Well, let's see. Let me find that one. I guess that's a writer, probably. Let's see.
You gave me a writer named Pollack, and the guy says Obama alumni may be prodding Iran inadvertently to war.
Yeah. Well, that's part of that whole military-industrial complex.
So you got Barack prodding for war, yeah. And what are they? What do you mean by alumni, Kurt? Are we like in college now with Barack?
Just somebody who was part of his...
Yeah, we're talking about the people in his administration still having power and authority and manipulative involvement, right? How do you prod Iran?
Yeah, everybody accuses, the president, President Trump, of being like this big army guy and want to start wars everywhere, and yet they don't say that about Obama, right?
Yes. Now, Donald Trump approved military strikes against Iran in retaliation for downing an American surveillance drone, but pulled back from it Monday night. It was not clear whether the administration altered course because of strategy or whether the president just changed his mind. Mr. Trump's tenure as commander-in-chief came to a dramatic turning point, they say, as he found himself torn between his own competing advisors, meaning all the war hawks surrounding him, and his instincts, which isn't really for war. Teetering on the edge of the kind of military action he came to office vowing not to take, Kurt. So, you know what? It's hard for me to say Donald's not for war, like Mike Pompeo says, when he already approved war. Why he pulled back and what the internal details are, we don't know. But Mo Brooks, what's that guy? Congressman from Alabama, Kurt? Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Mo Brooks Alabama, says, Georgia, quote, Kurt.
Something like that. You know, he had, let's see, what did he say?
Attacks on other nations. Tankers?
Right.
Are no cause.
Are not cause for America to attack Iran. And, you know, that should be between, you know, the other nations and,
well, but see,
and Iran. Not, but,
so what are you talking about now? We're talking about tankers or talking about a plane that went down? And the answer is there's multiple instances that are relating to
those
this
oil tankers.
Provocation. Whose oil tankers are there, Kurt? Are they?
Well, there are other nations, apparently, according to Mo Brooks.
Yeah.
You know.
So why are we worried about other nations' oil tankers, Kurt? Shouldn't that be for other nations to resolve? And why do we have our warplane over there? And okay, and all I'm telling you is we continue to poke the bear or continue to, you know, and then we wonder why. And then we say, well, Donald doesn't really want to go to war there, Kurt. Well, Donald might not want to. But I think Chuck Baldwin had the premier article on this whole war light discussion. You ready for it, Kurt? The war party is at it again. Chuck Baldwin. And I think he's right. And even the Senate knows how horrible this war reality would be. And I think the Senate, believe it or not, in this case is right. They vote 53-45 to block the Donald Trump administration from selling literally billions and billions of U.S.-made weapons to Saudi Arabia and its allies. So help me understand this, Kurt. Saudi Arabia and Iran, they're on like opposite sides, right?
Well, yeah, it just seems like when you start getting everybody all armed up and a bunch of that, then somebody wants to, you know, light something off.
Yeah, you're right.
Shoot something off.
Somebody, you know, they love to flick their bick, and then, they when it torches and gets out of control, they want to say they're not responsible.
Yeah.
And what I find fascinating about this whole discussion is we've really got a kind of a duplicitous thing going on here. Is Donald for war or against war? Well, you really don't know, do you, Kurt?
You know, the thing I was thinking about when I saw some of these headlines is I was thinking about the guy that years ago we helped run his presidential campaign, a guy named Bo Greitz. And he suggested that the president and the Congress would lead any time we had to go to war, that they would lead into battle. He, by making that suggestion, I think he pointed out the fact that if they were needing to go in and it was part of their life on the line, if you will, then there'd be a whole lot less.
There'd be a whole lot more dove-like, wouldn't they, Kurt?
I think so, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that it's not realistic for the president to literally get on the ground and lead an invasion or whatever, but his point is very spot on. His point is well taken that, you know what, you get these armchair quarterback leaders. And this is the problem with kings and monarchs and these kind of governments, too. You know, you get a situation where if you're not very, very careful, what happens is, you know, you just get so armchair quarterback to where they just order things and they're so insulated from the consequences of their decisions and their actions that it's very tough to see straight in terms of what's really going on. Now, if you read most of the articles...
Another little part of that I just want to throw in real quick. In that D-Day movie that John Wayne and a whole bunch of other guys
made...
It's
a different movie.
Right, but it's a war movie. And in this, Teddy Roosevelt's, or one of the Roosevelt sons, is in the Army. And the Army big shots want to let him, you know, have a pass so he doesn't get killed or whatever. And he said, hey, I mean, I trained for this. I'm supposed to be in there. And that's the bottom line is, should be treating everybody the same. And then we'd have a whole lot less war. Right?
Quick pause. Sam and Kurt in seconds on your radio. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty. Using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge fire continues to burn at a refinery in southwest Philadelphia following at least two explosions back at about 4 a.m. Eastern Time. A large fireball seen in the sky over the plant at the time of those blasts. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says despite hours of firefighting since,
it looks pretty, under control. It is not under control yet.
A report says President Trump's decision to back out of a planned military strike on Iran in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. drone on Wednesday went against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. The report says there were worries the strike would escalate the situation and cause civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, despite a surprise admission that another SEAL was the killer. A prosecution witness at the trial of Gallagher testified yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but Navy SEAL Corey Scott was the one who then suffocated the teenager afterwards. After that initial admission, Gallagher's wife told reporters,
to hear today that someone has finally had the bravery to stand up for the truth was refreshing.
But again, prosecutors are not dropping the charges against Gallagher, arguing that Scott only made the confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher go to prison. A pair of UFOs seen over Kansas City turning out to be balloons. After causing quite a stir last night, it was learned that the two balloons were actually launched in Maryland by the Department of Defense. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, sadly, Donald Trump is quite mad at Barack. Did you see this, Kurt?
You know, just before we go there real quick on this Iran thing, just saw this one little... No, it's not a movie. It's on this Iran thing. According to Breitbart, Trump, the president, tweeted Thursday morning, that would be yesterday morning, that Iran made a very big mistake, but and we saw reports all about this, but later it says suggested that the quote mistake end quote may have simply been an accident. So did you see much reporting on that part?
I didn't see that.
The part where he suggested in a later tweet that the mistake may have simply been an accident. That to me is an important part to this picture.
Well, and it may be the reason that Donald pulled back as opposed to attacked.
That's what.
But my response is, accident or not, why are we there in the first place? Why are we worried about other nations' tankers? Why are we, potentially breaching their airspace or getting dangerously close to it to where they're uncomfortable in the first place? Why are they on hair trigger responses anyway, Kurt? And the answer is because they consider us a threat, Kurt.
Well, and you can understand why. This author says, in the double meaning of the word mistake, he preserved both the threat of retaliation and the possibility of a diplomatic solution. Now, I think that's pretty important. But the other thing to throw in here is, when you have different languages that people speak, one word like mistake, for example, may be translated to Iran, you know, to mean something completely different, you know. So it's so important, I believe, to, you know, have calm heads and to follow the Prince of Peace.
Now, Donald is tweeting all kind of things, Kurt. And he says Obama made a desperate and terrible deal with Iran, gave them $150 billion, right? Plus a bunch of, like, I think $18 billion in cash. Iran was in big trouble, and he, meaning Barack Obama, bailed them out, Kurt. Now, here's the problem that I have with that. He's right, Kurt. But whether Barack gives money to one side and Donald gives weapons to the other side, and this is what I mean. We arm and train and fund 90% of the wars out there in the world, Kurt. No wonder nations hate our guts. We're debating whether the air drone, or I'm sorry, the drone, was in the air of Iran space or international space. But really, we're provoking them at every turn. We're debating the tankers. We're putting our warplanes over there. We're, you know, giving one side money, right? Gave Iran $150 billion. Now Iran's the problem. And now Donald is the other side. He's not the Democrat side. He's the Republican side, right, Kurt? So he's going to give the other side training and money. Who? Saudi Arabia. And Congress is having to shut down the president and override so he can't veto and stop it or whatever to quit sending money there. Finally, the Senate's right for a change. But this is where it's very hard for me to say Donald's not being deceived into war. He is. By the war hawks around him. On one hand, he's mad at, you know, Barack for giving a bunch of money to the Iranians. On the other hand, Donald wants to give a ton of weapons to the Saudis. And the Saudi Arabia folks are the ones that are disingenuous and murdered that guy. And, okay, the Saudi Arabia country was involved heavily in 9/11. Ron Paul reported on that in front of Congress. Okay, none of these sides are clean, Kurt. None of these sides are the good side to take. None of these sides will back us away from a war. So I don't mean to be offensive, but Donald, I see, is as guilty as Barack, Kurt. What are you going to do? Give weapons and training and funding to the Saudis, and then the other side of the American politics, the Democrats, are going to give money to Iran? And who's doing right, Kurt, and who's doing wrong? See, I see they're all wrong, and I think that Chuck Baldwin's comments is exactly right. His title of the column that Chuck Baldwin wrote is "The War Party is at it again." And his point is, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about Republicans or Democrats or funding this side or funding that side or training this side or training that side or arming this side or arming that side. It's just the war party at it again. The hawkish military industrial complex. It doesn't matter who sits there in the Oval Office. It doesn't matter who gets elected to Congress. The war mentality continues. And yes, from time to time, the Senate will act like they're the responsible party backing away from war. Then later, it'll be the House that's responsible backing away from war. The president will back away from war. But every time, more war. And Chuck Baldwin continues through his long column to document exactly how much escalation of war Donald Trump is really engaged in. And Kurt, it is startling. So there you go. Any other comments on war?
I don't think so, Sam.
All right, the only other comment I have is I pray we don't go to war with Iran, Kurt. But we're escalating in every theater possible. Aren't we escalating with Iran and Syria? By our embassies, aren't we tampering with Israel and some of those things? Aren't we working on Venezuela? And aren't we? I mean, it goes on and on. We got a big old battle with Russia and China. And I mean, we've got almost a close to war on every front, it seems, Kurt. Now, that's an exaggeration. It's not every front. But, man, we got an escalation with everybody, it seems, right now. So my last comment on war is I pray we can back away and not engage, that we don't get suckered into escalated and eventually war. What do you think will happen, Kurt? Do you think under the Trump administration we'll go to war, or do you think Trump will be smart enough to back away from it?
I will just say this, that I pray that cool heads prevail and that the Prince of Peace is, used as an example when he was, beaten or whatever. He could have called down the fire and brimstone from heaven, but he didn't. And he said, Father, forgive them. You know, and I think he showed us the way.
Amen. I love it. And I really want to hammer that point home as we try to advocate for peace. All right, Kurt, are you caught up on the latest VidAngel story? CEO of VidAngel, Neil Harmon. VidAngel lost their massive, massive lawsuit. VidAngel ordered to pay $62 million to Disney and Hollywood, sir. It is an absolute tragedy. The good news is that Neil Harmon and VidAngel say they are going to appeal the decision. And time will tell what goes on, but it might just be the complete demise of VidAngel. I pray it's not true because I love VidAngel. Neil Harmon and VidAngel doing a phenomenal job, in my opinion. And it's interesting, of all the different people that could sue and cause trouble for VidAngel, it's Disney, Kurt. Disney leading the charge. Others getting a bunch of the cash, too. But it's horrible. It's tragic. Anyway, you can go on vidangel.com, and they've got the lawsuit details and everything else, but they lost big on this one, Kurt. It's a horrible thing in my mind. And I've reached out to VidAngel to see if they want to jump on the program and catch us up on all the details and what we can do to help.
Good.
So anyway, any other tidbits on that one?
That's very sad, but it makes total sense in today's world when, you know, good is called evil and evil is called good. I mean, somebody's trying to clean up a movie, so then, you know, we wouldn't want to have that good deed go unpunished, you know, Sam, I mean.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, there you go with that. It's just a sad, in my opinion, tail there. Ah, man, I don't know why Donald is doing the things he's doing. I don't know what to think really about it. They say it was not clear whether the Trump administration ordered the strikes or what. I don't know how to really help Donald go for peace, but man, we got to do it. Now, sadly, we've got trouble around the world with hate and anger and possibilities of war and all these things, Kurt. But we got the same problems here at home. And Taylor Swift is in the news. And she attacks haters like you and me, Kurt. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, with the piece. He says, Taylor Swift attacks haters like you and me. Taylor is pushing now for the passage, for Senate passage, of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Equality Act, or H.R. 5. And she's using a new music video to push the agenda, Kurt. And Swift has a new single out called You Need to Calm Down. The song released already makes a political statement on its own. And it's kind of interesting what she says. Why are you mad when you could be glad? GLAAD. Do you know what that is, Kurt?
The Gay Lesbian Alliance for
something, yeah. She promotes this Gay Lesbian Alliance thing and equates us to haters. When we come back, I'll play a little bit of her single. The bottom line, though, is she's getting a massive petition going. The video, the music video, shows a petition at the end of it, encouraging people to sign it. It's got a bunch of signatures. Maybe Kurt on the break can see how many signatures. But I'm telling you right now, she's pushing for this, and only a couple more senators, if they get their arms twisted, they could literally back into this violation of our rights, religiously speaking, on the altar of gay rights. H.R. 5, equality, not. We better be very careful, folks.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start meaning it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Taylor Swift.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out, and I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud.
You need to calm down, Kurt. You're being too loud, buddy.
You need to just stop.
You need to stop. All right, there it is, Taylor Swift, ladies and gentlemen. You need to calm down. And, Kurt, I feel a little bit conflicted on this. When she says you need to calm down, I agree that we all need to calm down and quit having this vitriol and this haters and fight and everything else. But on one hand, while Swift promotes her new single, Getting Rich, off the political attempt or agenda, she's pushing for set passage of the, you know, LDPG, whatever it is, Equality Act, H.R. 5, which would really obliterate religious rights. We've covered this in detail. And so on one end, I agree that we need to calm down and be civil with one another and be respectful and kind and agree to disagree and all that. But literally, she is taking this to the stars by mocking us for being too belligerent and out of control, telling us to calm down as she literally hopes to push this gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender rights bill that destroys religious rights in the process, H.R. 5. She's literally pushing for this, and she's getting a ton of folks interested with her video and her music drop, if you will, at the same time. So she's getting rich, she's promoting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda, and she's mocking you and I, telling us we're just too loud, we're just too out of control, buddy, just shut up and pass this thing. And the video ends with a petition drive. Were you able to find out how many people have signed your petition?
I didn't see.
All right, I'll try to use Google and look that up here while we're talking. I was hoping to get done on the break. I was trying to play the tune and all that. But anyway, so Taylor Swift petition. How many signatures, right? It's incredible that she's doing this because she's got thousands. Her Equality Act petition is what it's called. And I got to find out. She thanks Cory Booker for signing it. You got Elizabeth Warren signing it. So there you have it. And I'm still trying to find out how many are on it. But it's they're calling it Kickoff Pride. So it kind of ends the Pride Month with Taylor's massive promotion, right, Kurt? So there you have it. The petition's at change.org, Kurt, to support the, quote, Equality Act. It is disaster. support the Equality Act. Taylor Swift started this petition to go ahead and go to the U.S. Senate. Happy Pride Month. While we have so much to celebrate, we also have a great distance to go for everyone in this country to be treated equally. In excellent recent news, the House has already passed it, which should protect gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people from discrimination in their places of work, home, schools, and other public accommodations. The next step, to get it before the Senate. We don't know when it'll be before the Senate, but we do know that this is serious, and it's a way to push people in the Senate, they say, towards positive change. Why I've created this petition to urge people to support the Equality Act in the Senate. Anyway, they talk about our country's lack of protection for our own citizens. Everybody's transphobic and bigoted. Let's show our pride by demanding that we do this. Anyway, there you have it. You got a lot of people signing this thing, Kurt. It is crazy. Is it 758 million people have signed it? Wow. I don't know how many people have signed it here. I'm trying to figure that out. Anyway, I'll try to find that. It's on change.org, though, and it's a big, massive petition, man. And all right, any comment on this one, Kurt? This is what I mean by the people that really have their agenda. Sure put their money where their mouth is. She literally doubles down, stops her life, writes a single, puts together a video, funds it, promotes it, you know, times it during Gay Pride Month, releases it right at the end of the month, spends time, gets a petition together, and while she's ratcheting this up big time, she's telling you, Kurt, when I say you, Kurt, I mean all of us, right? You represent the conservative views in the culture war just as I do. So Sam and Kurt, you got to calm down. You're too loud, buddy. It's out of control. So there's the latest from Taylor Swift, backed by serious politicians. They've only got a couple of senators to get compromised, and they'll have this thing in the bag, Kurt. The question is, what will Donald do with it once he gets it? Any idea?
I hope he will not do a thing with it, but veto it, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, that's very interesting how this is, in my opinion, very serious stuff. Any other comment on this one?
I'm glad that was the first time I heard that, you know, the last time.
Well, if you don't hear much about it, Kurt, you won't be able to put opposition up and stop her.
That's right.
So you better hear about
it. I'm talking about, you know, supporting or promoting Taylor Swift. If she's going to do that kind of stuff, then I can't, you know, of course, be a part of it. I don't
wanna, I agree.
You know, help her.
But it's important to know what she's up to when she's got this massive signature drive. It's important to stand.
One question, if they really have 750 million people, at least they're showing that on there, do you think that's a real news?
No, but again, it all depends on how you define people, Kurt, and how you define, you know, are you allowed to vote more than once? I mean, what I mean is I don't know the rules and I don't know the deal. Did you look on there? Does it say 750 million for you?
I didn't look. Right. I was trying to work on the whole Judge Roy Moore thing.
Well, we're not even to the Judge Roy Moore thing yet, Kurt. We're on Taylor Swift.
Well, I know, but
Judge
Roy Moore thing's coming up. Trying to be ready for it.
Yeah, but you got to work on that on your spare time, not on the show, you know? You got to be ready for what's happening on the show.
Because Kurt's gave me about 50 stories. Abilities that you have, Sam.
Kurt's given me about 50 stories before I can even get.
I didn't get 50. It might be 5, you know.
Oh, no, it's literally 50. I'll prove it to you. Supreme Court Judge cross, Moore. Kurt, go.
Supreme Court what?
Rules that the Peace Cross can stand, sir.
Well, that's a good story.
It's a great story.
As far as I can see.
It's a wonderful story. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're bad stories or that I shouldn't have them. I'm just telling you there's 50 of them before the Roy Moore one that Kurt gave me. This is one of them. It's a great story. And I think we should spend time on it is the point.
Well, I think the headline says it all.
I think it says it all in terms of what's happening. Supreme Court rules that the Peace Cross can stand. I think it's wonderful, and I think it says a lot. But it also says, I think, more for what we the people are starting to realize, that, you know what, this separation of church and state is a bogus lie.
Yeah.
Right? And people are starting to realize just because there's a cross, It's a peace cross, Kurt. It's not an attempt to force you into a religion or anything like that. It's just an attempt to recognize peace and forgiveness and all that the Savior, the Prince of Peace, stands for, right? So anyway, we can move on from that if you think that's all there is to say about it. But I think it's a phenomenal story, and I don't think we should skip it. I think it's worth our time to highlight these good news stories. They're just so rare. All right, Kurt wants to talk about that's a couple right. that got 5 years probation for swindling $771,000 from a special needs school.
Well, yeah, it's just more of the kind of thing that we see, like Bill Clinton and Hillary do the stuff that they've done, and there's really no accountability for it. Here's a guy's, you know, the 750. I mean, it's huge amounts of money and robbery and that kind of thing, and yet, hey, is there going to be any real repercussions? I don't see it.
Well, the biggest repercussions is that the taxpayers, Kurt, I don't know if the government schools are being funded by this or whatever else, but I'm saying, so you get this scandal, and then what happens is we put these people in jail, right? This couple. And then we're going to spend a ton of taxpayer dollars for them to be in jail, right? Yeah,
so at least on the one hand, that makes sense that they're on probation and they're supposed to be paying the money back. So I like that idea. But what I'm saying
is it a government school?
It seems like... I can't imagine it not being one, you know.
All right. Anyway, we'd have to research that. I'd have to go on another quest. I'm still trying to find out about the Taylor results, so I can't chase that one down. Nevertheless, you got a New Jersey man in the same boat, huh, Kurt?
Well, the guy that he got in trouble for, what, some big
Well, he faces 5 years in prison for a $3 million food stamp fraud scenario, Kurt.
Yeah. And there's a way to fix that. You just don't have food stamps anymore, and you don't even have these, you know, catastrophes.
Amen to that.
But Congress didn't, you know, get that.
Amen. Anyway, our prayers are that we can get rid of food stamp fraud by getting rid of food stamps. One thing Donald has done, he hasn't got rid of food stamps, but he's really reduced the number of people on food stamps. And we can't let that go without mentioning either.
Good point.
All right, yeah. Kurt wants to talk about Kirk. Kurt?
Well, that'd be one author, I'm sure. Yeah. And so let's see. Let me see if I can find
how out. Trump will win in 2020.
Oh, okay.
See, Kurt's getting so far ahead of us, it's hard to keep track. I'm telling you right now. So he says he hasn't given me very many stories, but I just gave you, what, four or five of them in the last 33 minutes or so? Right? Yeah, one, two, three, four, five. We'll get to the New York law in a second.
He basically just talks about what's going on at the Trump rally and the enthusiasm.
And by the way, this author
like
was
that.
There, right?
Yeah.
Was inside the Trump arena. Well, I shouldn't say Trump arena. was inside the Florida event, right? So he reports from a personal experience point of view. It's pretty neat, if you want my opinion.
Yeah, he says, I say that I had the privilege, not just because I was fortunate enough to be a guest of the first family, but because in being in the room watching the crowd while listening to the president's words, I was given a chance to witness something unique in American presidential history. He said, I watched a sitting president announce that he was running as an outsider for re-election to office. So that's a pretty important kind of sentence, and that's pretty much what is, you know, the big event. The president still... I mean, I'm not telling you that he's complete outsider because he understands more, but he's finding more and more about how the swamp is massive and whether there are guys in his own party or so many others that oppose him.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see a reporter report from inside accurately about, you know, how he believes Trump was behaving and how the crowd was reacting to it and everything else. In my mind, a very fresh perspective you rarely see in the media is the point. So that was pretty neat, in my opinion. You know, usually they just want to attack the Donald. This guy was being very open and honest and reporting it. Really, you know what I call it as I see it, kind of a reporter. And I think we need more of those is the whole point. Good for Kirk. Thank you. Great story. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. This nation shall endure.